Bob, this is the additional information that you requested in your telephone call. The desire to bring honor to our school, Orange County Training School, Lincoln High School, and to honor the accomplishments that these students made while attending this school should have no bearing on whether we are proposing to go back to a segregated school system. Believe me, when I say this, we are not. Black children did not receive a quality education in a segregated system, and black children are struggling to receive a quality education in our present system. The black schools were totally dismantled, and the quality teachers and administrators are no longer teaching, or would they be there for us? We have to make our present system work for our children now. As a result of many of the interviews with the students and faculties coming out of Lincoln, there seems to be some disbelief that these students could have made the accomplishments that they did. There are questions raised how these students could go on and make the remarkable achievements that they did. It is now a fact that these students came out of a system of substandard facilities, lack of educational equipment, poor or no books and materials. People that understood what a segregated system was still question that these teachers, the parents, and the community could have inspired these students to make the achievements that they did. There is disbelief. So many of the Lincoln graduates went on to attend college or some post-secondary schools. Looking at the poor economic situations that many of these students came out of, it is hard for me to believe it myself. There is disbelief that so many of its graduates have achieved successful careers and done well in life. Although we made achievements as students and graduates, the black schools were shortchanged tremendously. We did not have the course offerings, we did not have the equipment or the materials that the white high school received. It was evident that the white schools were funded at a greater level than the black schools. When money became tight, the black schools were either closed or funding was cut off. Separate but equal was a sick joke, and I feel that I was cheated out of a quality education. I have been able to make certain strides in my life, but I did not know what I could have achieved if I had the same opportunities that white children receive. Yes, I feel cheated and I feel angry. Expressing pride in Lincoln, its teachers, and my classmates should not be misread that I want to return to a segregated system. Now, Bob asked me the question, if I knew I had a deficiency in my education after I got to college. Bob, I knew I had a deficiency in my education before I got to college. I wanted to major in the sciences, and I knew I needed a strong math background. How could I attend college with a strong math background when the courses were not offered at Lincoln? I knew I needed to major in chemistry, and my school did not have a chemical lab. Or were we given any chemical supplies? It was criminal for the school board to say that they did not furnish us a lab or give us supplies because they were afraid that black children would blow themselves up. Yet, they did not believe that white children would blow themselves up. My technical education and English composition was poor. I knew I would be expected to write major papers in college, and I did not have the writing skills. Coming out of high school, I was a good student. I finished third in my graduating class for academics. My high school academic achievements were diminished because I participated in too many extracurricular activities. I played in the band. I played sports, which included football, basketball, and semi-pro baseball. I was on the Lincoln Echo School paper staff. I was a class officer, and I had many other school activities that I participated in. In addition to this, I was required to work every afternoon at the DKE house. Plus, I had chores at home, and I had chores for my two grandmothers. Being in so many extracurricular activities pulled me out of class. After I got to college, I was required to take a placement exam. I was very fearful of this exam, and I'm sure I did not do my best. As a result, I was placed in the regular math courses with other incoming freshmen, but I had to take remedial English. Taking the remedial courses put me behind because I still had to make up the freshman English. Although I did not have to take remedial math, there were so many math courses I did not have coming out of high school. Many of my other college classmates had trigonometry and calculus in high school, which I did not have. I attended Hampton Institute, which is a private college in Virginia. Hampton was a superior school compared to many of the other black colleges. Hampton only selected the best academic students from all over the nation. If you could not achieve at their expectations, you were sent home. Attending Hampton was a shock to me, and I was not prepared for how difficult the coursework would be. We had some of the best teachers in the nation, and they would work with you and the promising students. Hampton had a very high academic standard, and they did not back off because we were poorly trained. To fulfill the graduation requirements at Hampton, each student had to pass a competency test in writing and public speaking before you received your degree. Regardless of your chosen field of study, each student was expected to take education courses as a backup so they could teach should the other courses not pan out. I have attended many other colleges, such as UNC. I attended Columbia University. I have gone to NCCU and many other colleges. I have found my education at Hampton to be comparable to many other white colleges. Bob asked the question, if I felt that Lincoln High School prepared me to go to college or prepared me for life, I would have to say both. Although Lincoln did not have all the course offerings I needed to attend college, I felt that I had a well-rounded education coming out of Lincoln. The Lincoln teachers exposed us to all the cultural things that we needed, such as literature. They gave us a philosophy of life, and they taught us ethics. I felt they taught me to be a critical thinker, and I know that they taught me to believe in myself. Lincoln instilled a pride in us that made us believe there was nothing we could not do. Although the segregated system shortchanged us, we were not going to allow it to hold us back. Now, there is something unique about the students coming out of Lincoln, other children coming from Chapel Hill. This is so unique that most of the peers nicknamed us Chapel Hill.